Amen, Charlie. And ironically, this first one is from Herb. And Herb says he's been a long-time dish user, and he misses ABC. He is in Sandy, Oregon, and that would be one of the markets where Fisher has the ABC. And so he wants to know what the status is on that. I think we did talk about one solution for him, but I don't know if you have anything to add.
Well, we've had weekly conversations with the Fisher Broadcasting Company, and again, we've done thousands of retransmission consents, but we have to have an actual contract to broadcast the ABC station in Portland from Fisher Communications, who owns that particular station. We've had lots of conversations. They've asked for something that, given all the other deals we've ever done, is very, very unreasonable in terms of what they're asking for. And so it's just not something that if we start doing deals, that then we'd have to raise everybody's prices so much that it just would make sense. And for whatever reason, I have no idea why they would be so much out of the marketplace in terms of what they've been asking. So we continue to our customers continue to suffer. Fisher Broadcasting continues to suffer. It's kind of like a strike almost, where neither side really, really wins. Hopefully it's just really an honest disagreement, and hopefully someday we'll get together, but we're not really that close to an agreement today. That's the bad news. The good news is that if you watch earlier part in the show, that at least there is probably going to be an alternative for you come Saturday, June 13th, which the law changes for the digital transition, and you technically are eligible then for ABC station from Los Angeles or San Francisco. There's a company who leases capacity from EchoStar Communications, use the same satellite that we do, use the same equipment that we do. They would bill you differently. They're not affiliated with us, but they can sell you, if you qualify, they can sell you the ABC station from Los Angeles or San Francisco. So.